It's time for Talk to Santa on Eagle 107, WEGH, Northumberland, Seelands Grove.
News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the Magic Radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it, so make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals. Families spend quality time together, and we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our four branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
Happy holidays from your friends at Service First. Since 1975, Service First Federal Credit Union has been helping its members achieve their financial goals. We've been there when you bought your first car, when you headed off to college, decided to purchase your home, started your business, and even planned for your retirement. As your local credit union, we're looking forward to continuing this tradition. We've got you covered, no matter what may pop up along the way. Whether you're in one of our 11 branch locations or out and about in the community, our credit union team shares seven core values that ensure our focus is always to strengthen the financial lives of our members and the communities that we call home. Learn more today. Visit serviceone.org. That's serviceone.org. And see why at Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Ho, 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 and welcome to the Magic Radio. Good evening. I'm Ann Blugis, your host of Talk to Santa. And I feel very, very excited, but kind of sad. Tonight is our last official night on the Magic Radio. It's been an absolutely wonderful season. And seeing these beautiful faces like I'm seeing tonight every evening here in the Magic Radio room by this beautiful tree, it just really fills my heart with a Christmas spirit.
When I first came in here, I noticed that the tree was like... beautiful.
It is. Well, thank you. I will tell them here. We love the tree in the Magic Radio room. And to our listeners, I want to take a moment to thank you for tuning in each year. This is such a wonderful Christmas program, and we just love having all these youngsters here with us every night. And we'd like to wish you and yours a very happy, happy Merry Christmas and a healthy and peaceful 2019. So thank you so much for tuning in, and please take a few moments tonight to just relax and enjoy the Christmas spirit with us. I also want to send out a special greeting to my family, to my beautiful mom and my husband and our entire family. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. I love you. And to my sweet, sweet Irene, I love you and rest well. Okay, gang, we have everybody here now. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We've got 5 boys and girls here tonight. So I think what we need to do before we try to get through the Magic Radio, okay? They've been having blizzards like every day, almost every other hour. So sometimes it takes us a few minutes. I think we better clear our throats. We want to get our pipes nice and clean so we can crank the volume, right? Okay, ready?
Come on.
I promise you this works. I wouldn't fit.
Pippa, can you clear your throat?
She did it. Okay, everybody, volume's cranked. Come on over. Come on. Here we go. Okay, I will count to three. And remember our special song. And it's all about the dancing. Okay, ready, my friends. One, two, one, two, three. Santa, Santa,
Santa. Santa, 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 Santa. Santa, Santa, Santa. Santa, Santa, Santa. Santa, Santa, Santa. Santa,
Santa. You are rock stars. I hear, do you hear that? Do you hear that? High fives. My friends, you did it. Rapid fire.
Jiminy Cricket. And you know, we crickets are so small, we can get right into people's houses. We slip under doors and get warm by their fireplaces. Well, one time I was standing on a hearthstone, and 'twas the night before Christmas. And all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. I kicked off my shoes and took off my cap and settled my brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I hopped from the hearth to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away. Dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly. Shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump and right jolly old elf. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside of his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all, good night."
Ho, ho, ho! Hello, Miss Ann! How are you?
Well, hello, Emma! I'm wonderful! How are you?
Wonderful! We had Jiminy Cricket read us to us the night before Christmas.
Oh, my goodness! Oh, it was good to hear Jiminy Cricket read the night before Christmas. I've got to tell you, though, Miss Ann, old Santa Claus gave up smoking that pipe a long time ago.
I'm proud of you, Santa.
Ooh, I want to live for a long, long time,
hey,
Miss Ann.
We want you to also, big guy. How are you today, Santa Claus?
Oh, my goodness, so busy. Only a few days left till Christmas, but it's been so good talking with you, Miss Ann, and all the boys down there, and all the girls down there in Sunbury and all around the area.
Oh, Santa Claus, that laugh just puts a big smile on my face, everybody's face. How about it? Say, hey, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Well, my goodness. Hello, hello, and Merry Christmas.
Oh, and there's our Emma, Emma the Elf. Oh, we've got so much to tell you both. And Santa Claus, it's just been another wonderful, magical season here on the radio with you and Emma. Hey, Santa, could I trouble you one more time to do a little birthday song for me? And of course, we need our lovely elf to chime in. I want to wish a very happy birthday to my nephew, Colin. I hope you enjoy your day. I love you and I miss you. And I thought maybe we'd get that sweet song going there from the North Pole, Santa.
I think we can manage that.
Well, my goodness, Emma, you lead on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Colin. Happy birthday to you. And Merry Christmas.
That's my, it was almost my favorite part of the whole song,
the
Santa
and
Emma.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Colin, and happy birthday.
Oh, thank
what
you
both. What you don't realize is I have to put my arms out real big when I sing it, because otherwise it doesn't work.
I get a visual, Emma. I can just
have
imagine.
I do it. It doesn't work otherwise.
You got to put your whole little body into it, it sounds like. Yeah. Well,
feel the music, Miss Ann. Feel the music.
Beautiful song, and you definitely feel the music. Well, I am so glad that you're both here with us tonight, and I think we should get started, Santa, because although they're a little quiet right now, I suspect you're in for loads of fun. When we return, our first guest tonight, and it is actually his debut on the Magic Radio, we'll be talking with Ronan Elio. Did I get that correct? Is it Elio? You tell
it's
us.
It's Elio.
Elio. Ronan Elio. You are listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle. Give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely will please and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab the family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason.
With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd, closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at graciesflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Hello and welcome back to Talk to Tooth Fairy.
Whoa, oh my goodness. I recognized Ronan's voice right away, Miss Ann. He doesn't sound at all like you.
I am not the Tooth Fairy. I am an elf.
Oh, I think we're on an epic...
I deal in toys, not teeth.
Epic fail. We can't fool Santa Claus, right? Yeah. He knew that was you right away.
Yeah. And I knew he was teasing.
Santa, he is such a happy little guy, and I'm so happy he's here in the Magic Radio Room. Now, we were just chatting. You have some family. You have brothers and sisters?
I have three brothers and two sisters.
Sorry.
Did you lose count?
Whoa. Two sisters, four brothers. Wow. Yeah. So where are you in the lineup? Is he... You're number six. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of rule the roost, I bet, huh?
Before my baby brother Jude came, I thought I was the last baby that came.
Before Jude came.
I was happy when Jude came, but still, like, it was really surprising because I thought I was the last baby.
I think Emma captured that. What was that, Emma? Surprise! But I bet you are an awesome big brother. I get the feeling.
My mom always tells me that I'm a good big brother.
Aw, I'm sure you are, and I'm sure Santa's going to hear all about that. So, is your little brother, how old is he now?
Two.
Two? Oh, you know what they say, terrible twos. Is it true? It's
he,
okay.
Sometimes he screams at the dinner table.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
What do you do when that happens? Just keep eating? Like, you don't hear it?
Yeah, I just keep eating.
Sometimes dinner is worth getting excited about.
I just keep eating.
Did you hear what Emma thinks? Emma thinks that maybe he's screaming because he's excited about dinner. Do you think that's why he screams?
No. Well, once he said, I hate Hanukkah, well, at the dinner table.
Wow. Terrible twos, and there you have it, Santa.
Hard opinions.
I bet he's going to be lots of fun Christmas morning, though.
Yeah.
Will you be the first one to wake up the whole household? Who's the first one to wake?
Usually it's either our parents or our sisters that wake me and my brother up.
Oh, and then I'll bet it's
exciting. So usually it's my sisters that first wake up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what is the family? Do you have a tradition that you all have to be gathered around the tree before you start opening the presents that Santa left for you?
Well, like, usually we all have to be, like, down in the same room, but not really, like, gathered around the tree.
Mm-hmm. Mom and Dad at least want you in the same house, right?
Yeah. We don't want to be, like, we don't want to be a few blocks away opening our presents. We want to be actually in the house.
Santa, I think he could host with me next year.
Oh, no doubt at all.
That would be wonderful. That would be like a Santa present relay.
Yeah, that would be.
You have to run the presents down the street.
Ronan, you'd have to pass it off to your sisters. You'd have to pass it off to another sister. Somebody'd have to go outside and blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, since usually all of our siblings get gifts for, like, let's say my sister gets a present from my sister, our tree is already overflowing with gifts, and it's not even Christmas.
Santa hasn't even been there yet, and you've got... Oh. Yeah. Well, with that many brothers and sisters, that's understandable, right? But is there plenty of room so when Santa gets there, you can...
Usually, like, there's this, like, weird, like, bench thing in our living room, and usually when there's no more space under the tree, he just puts most of them on there.
Don't worry, we'll make it fit.
Ronan, I didn't tell you this because I was bragging about you before we contacted you in the North Pole, saying about, you know, what an awesome, funny elf you are.
Miss Anne.
Well, it's the truth. And I'm not just saying that because you're in control of the big book and because I have a few marks, but never mind. We'll talk later. I meant that from my heart.
Go on. No, really, go on.
Okay. But what I didn't tell you was Emma, just got this huge promotion this year, and I think she needs to tell you the title because I forget half of it. What is it, Emma?
I am the super duper head elf in charge of everything, President Sparkle Queen.
Wait, does that mean you're going to be, like, delivering my gifts with Santa?
Uh-huh. I'm always his co-pilot.
How about it, Santa? Is that your wing elf?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I have Rudolph to guide the sleigh and Emma to guide us into the houses.
Well, actually, in this room, there's actually a bag with a dog on it, and it has a bow on its nose. That makes it look like Rudolph.
Looks like a puppy Rudolph, right?
Yeah.
Instead of a reindeer Rudolph.
Yeah.
We'll make sure Rudolph gets to see that, Ronan.
Yep.
I believe I know what present that is. It's in the magic radio room. I think I left it there ahead of time. It's marked for Miss Anne, isn't it?
Why, yes it is, Emma.
Yes it is.
Does it say Emma on that text?
Because I am magic.
Ronan, how sweet. Well, thank you, Emma. I'm going to cry. Ronan, take over.
You're not allowed to open that until Christmas.
I'm back.
I rule this radio.
Did you hear that, Emma? He rules this radio. We forgot to mention one special important thing that Emma also does when she's at your house. Room inspector.
It's true. I have a badge and everything.
So you know what that means? She takes a peek inside your bedroom. So I need to know, is there a sign on the door that says, warning, stay out, danger zone? Or is your room pretty clean?
Actually, our room is quite dirty right now.
I'm gonna have to bring the caution tape.
Well, he's on his Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness, yes. And right before Christmas, oftentimes, things get just a bit messy, but I'm sure Ronan will clean things up before Christmas Eve, Miss Anne.
You got plenty of time to work on that. Yeah. So, tell Santa quickly, how's your school year? What grade are you in?
Actually, I'm homeschooled.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I know so many boys and girls that are homeschooled. And how's your school work going? Are you working hard?
Sometimes there are these little books in our house, and they have like little animals on the front, and they have like math equations inside and stuff like that, and I always keep one in my room, and I always do a bunch of them. Because, yeah, I'm homeschooled, so I can't go to school.
So you do math problems before bed?
Emma wants to know, you work on your math before you go to sleep, right?
Yeah.
That's like an advanced version of counting sheep.
That's really advanced counting, Emma. Well, it sounds like, is Mom your teacher?
Actually, I just do it on my own. I just look in the book.
There's poor Mom. No credit.
I just grab the book, grab a pencil, and then just do the math equation.
But during the day, I bet Mom's doing a good job helping you learn. Okay, good. And I'm sure that you're working really hard and you're doing really well. And so leaving anything real special snack-wise for Santa? Is it a secret, or would you like to give him a hint?
Well, so Santa, I'll give you a hint on something. So I'm going to leave you a snack, and it's something round, and it has chocolate chips in it.
I think I know what that is.
What would it be? Oh, let me think. A basketball with chocolate chips. A baseball with chocolate chips.
A frisbee with chocolate chips.
Santa, hot or cold?
You totally didn't just guess it right away.
Well, I'm going to guess a cookie.
What are you talking about?
Because that's my favorite cookie.
Did you hear that? You hit the jackpot. Santa's favorite cookie.
Wow, good choice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, so, okay, we cleared our lungs earlier in order to contact the North Pole. Now we would like to do a special group song for Santa and Emma, right?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yay! Good job, everyone!
Oh, my goodness, Ronan. All the elves were joining in up here at the North Pole. Back to work, elves. Oh!
Well, Santa, sorry. I zoned out there for a second. I forgot. Big stuff to tell Santa Claus. Like, what are you hoping for Christmas this year?
Oh,
Well,
so did he.
It's actually something kind of creepy.
Oh.
It's a puppet of a character from Goosebumps named Slappy, the ventriloquist.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. He's creepy.
Yeah, I warned you. It's kind of creepy.
Ronan, I will make this for you, and I will put it in the sleigh, but I will not like any of it. Oh, they're so creepy.
Well, there's a new Goosebumps movie, actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I remember those from when the books came out at the very beginning.
Yeah.
So she's willing to do that just for you, so that's wonderful. Yeah. Is there anything else? Should we add some? Do you like surprises? Or?
Ooh, wait. I have a question for Santa.
What would that be, Ronan?
Are any elves on the naughty list?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can tell you exactly what we do up here. We never, ever tattle on anybody. So maybe there are, maybe there aren't. But Ronan, that's our North Pole secret.
We'll never get...
I know where the elf book is.
Mm-hmm.
I know where it is, but I won't peek because I know I'm not supposed to.
She's a very good listener, right? And that's what we're all working on, Emma,
right.
Just so that you know.
Okay. All right. I think it's time to go to the big book.
Yippers.
Oh, let's take a look at the great big book here at the North Pole and see what it says about Ronan Elio.
All right. It says here that Ronan is always being positive and helpful and includes his younger brother Jude in everything. That's wonderful. And now you can continue to be a fantastic example to your brothers and sisters. Can you do that?
Yep.
Because they watch everything you do.
Goodness.
He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Let's see what's on the workbench here for Ronan. Oh, my goodness. Yes, there are some surprises here and some surprises over there. And, oh, we just built this one this afternoon, Emma. Oh, and let's see. I think we're going to bring him fun puppets.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Ronan Elio a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Ronan. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you and your entire family, Ronan. It was an absolute pleasure to have you here. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be chatting with the lovely Danielle Long. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Good job! It is at this magical and wondrous time of year when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember, as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy new year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the beautiful Danielle Long. Welcome, Danielle. How are you?
Good.
It's always so great to see your sweet little face. And Emma, you need some more fashion updates as we end the Magic Radio season.
Yes! Yes. I need a fashion update!
Head to toe, she is styling. You want to tell her about your outfit? Especially these awesome leggings. What are they?
I have present leggings that have lights.
Wow! Oh, my goodness. That's almost as good as Sparkles, am I?
Sparkles! Sparkles, Santa, where are the Sparkles?
Sorry, I didn't mean to set you off.
Where are the Sparkles?
They are, Santa. They are just as adorable. And you've got this gorgeous velvet, like a dress, a top on.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you look... Did you have your Christmas picture taken in this?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you should, my friend, because you look absolutely... You look so festive. I could put you on top of the tree. But Emma always warns me don't do that because it would scratch, right?
It would be itchy, and if it's a real tree, it might be a little sticky with the sap.
Yeah. So, Danielle, tell me, how old are you now, and what grade are you in?
I'm in first grade, and I'm 6.
6 years old. And how is first grade? How has your school year been? Tell Santa.
Good.
Good. Was today your last day, and now you have Christmas vacation?
Mm-hmm.
What did you do in school today? Not much work, I bet.
No, we had a Christmas party.
Did you? Yeah. Are you happy to have some time off?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bet. Did you tell your teacher or any of your friends, anyone special listening you want to say hello to?
No.
How about your family? Maybe Santa could wish your whole family a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
How about that, Santa Claus? Maybe Danielle's whole family is listening.
Well, my goodness. Emma and I'll get together here and wish the whole family a very Merry Christmas!
Whoa! Ho, 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 ho!
So, Danielle, when you're not at school, are you involved in any activities? Are you into dance or music or soccer or anything fun?
Soccer.
Wait, you said it like soccer. Did you like soccer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds like you just played a game. I'm so tired. Soccer.
You sound like Emma. She's so tired from being in the toy room all day, the workshop.
Wake up, Emma. Wake up.
Wake up,
Emma.
Up, 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 up.
We're talking to the children in Sunbury.
Wait, miss.
Not much, Emma. That little power nap was very, very tiny, so you didn't miss much.
Everything I do is tiny.
You know, I was just going to ask you before, Daniel. We've talked about this, you and I, before, how she loves to come in. She wants to check, make sure your room is clean. You're picking up your toys. No piles of clothes. But sometimes she likes to try on clothes. But I don't know. She's teeny tiny. What do you think?
Mm-mm.
No.
She could use some of my elf's clothes that... Holly and Nick made.
Oh. Did I hear that there is a closet of clothes that are made just for me? Just for my size?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited, Santa Claus!
We'll take a little extra time at Danielle's house.
Santa, you might be pulling that little elf out of Danielle's house on Christmas Eve. I don't know. Speaking of little elves, did Santa send any that are, you know, keeping an eye on you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh, who's
yep.
there?
According to my
Holly
notes, Elfie.
Nick, Elfie.
You know, Emma does the elf list, the assignments, don't you, Emma?
I do elf deployments.
So she knows Elfie's there. So where was Elfie spotted last at your house?
He was wearing a Dark Vader mask. And my elves make clothes for him that looks like Darth Vader.
That's pretty tricky, Santa.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
I'm a Star Wars fan.
So a Darth Vader mask, but you still spotted Elfie, so.
Mm-hmm.
So is Elfie getting into any kind of mischief, any trouble at your house?
Oh, yes, really.
Tell us a quick story. What's he done?
He strapped my dad with lights, and he put ornaments on my dad's beard.
Whoa!
I don't see that as trouble. I see that as improvement.
I think he's just having fun, plain old fun.
I see that when as accessorizing.
When my dad woke up, Elfie was like looking at my dad.
Was he?
Did your dad laugh?
Mm-mm.
Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh, Elfie. Well, it sounds like Elfie's having fun nonetheless. I'm sure your dad laughed about it later. Hey, so, should we check and see if the reindeer with the bright shiny nose is nearby? Yes, Santa, it's right there.
Is Rudolph there?
Oh, my goodness. Rudolph, come on in out of the workshop. Danielle Long is going to entertain you.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, as they shouted out,
yippee!
Bring out the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Whoa! My goodness, Rudolph, calm down. Oh. My goodness, between Emma and Rudolph, this workshop and Santa Claus's office is going to be a mess.
Santa, I think we make a good group. We could take it on the road.
Oh, that was wonderful, Miss Ann and Danielle.
Now, sweetheart, you still have something very special to tell Santa. What are you hoping for Christmas when you wake up? Christmas morning. Under the tree. Can I give you my list?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's your list. Can you think of anything special?
Mm-mm.
How about...
That's okay. We can just do surprises. That's what we do best.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Let's look in the great big book here at the North Pole and find the name Danielle Long.
All right. Okay, it says here that Danielle is doing well in her class with Miss Sandy. That's really good. But it says here, Danielle, you can improve on controlling your temper. Can you work on that?
Yeah.
All right. To the good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness. Let's see what's on the workbench here. Oh, look at this. She is going to love this, Emma. And over here, surprises. And oh, my goodness. Let's bring her an LOL surprise doll.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Danielle a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Danielle. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
It was so nice to have you here, sweetheart. I hope you and your whole family have a wonderful Christmas. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, it is her first time on the Magic Rodeo. Rodeo. Let's try that again. Radio. We'll be talking with the beautiful little Pippa Easterson. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online at garfields.net.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frost Jewelers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter, when what to your wondering eyes should appear, but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frost of Frost Jewelers here." Dan whistled and shouted, and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphire, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, from Frost Jewelers." That's right.
Frost Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Silnsgrove and online at frostjewelers.com.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me for the very first time on the Magic Radio is the beautiful little Pippa Easterson. Hi, Pippa. Say hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Oh, my goodness, Pippa. First time I've talked to you in person. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, Santa's so happy to hear from you. How about say hi, Emma? Say hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Pippa. I love your name.
Oh. Emma, wait till you hear what Pippa has to tell you about her beautiful outfit.
Tell me about your dress. Sparkle, sparkle, sparkle.
Yeah, sparkle.
I have trotted on my dress and my tights and my shoes.
Ah! Sparkles!
We were smart this time. We moved the cupcakes off the table so we didn't get them tipped over by Emma, but she loves those sparkles, Pippa.
Sometimes, Pippa, she gets so excited she steps all over the cupcakes that Santa has there. I told you she loves sparkles, and you look absolutely beautiful. So this is a very special time talking to Santa, and who is listening to you that Santa can say hello to? Who's listening to you on the radio?
Mommy and Daddy.
Mommy and Daddy.
Well, Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad.
Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad!
Where's your Mommy and Daddy? Where are they?
In D.C.
In Washington, D.C., Santa, but you already knew that, didn't you?
Oh, my goodness, we keep a good eye on them, absolutely.
Well, who brought you here to the Magic Radio Room? Whose lap are you sitting in tonight?
Granny Franny.
Granny Franny, and who else?
Dapper Dave.
Well, my goodness. Merry Christmas to both of you.
Merry Christmas!
I have to ask her, Santa, if Granny, is Granny Franny and Grandpa Dave, they've been good this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll put that down.
Make a note of that in the big book, Santa Claus. I can vouch for that, I think. So, Pippa, how old are you?
Oh, my goodness.
And Santa, guess you won't believe what one of her most favorite Christmas movies is.
What is it?
Rudolph the Red Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, my goodness. Rudolph loves to hear that.
Is Rudolph right there?
Yeah.
Ask Santa, is Rudolph there?
Is Rudolph there?
Oh, my goodness, yes. He's right here with Emma and I.
Emma, may we have a special drum roll for Pippa and her song?
Absolutely! Take it away, Pippa!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
And if you ever saw it,
you would even say it rose. All of the other
reindeer
used to call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve,
Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how
the reindeer loved him
as they shouted out with glee,
Yippee!
Rudolph,
the red-nosed reindeer,
you'll go down in history.
I think that deserves a round of applause.
Yay! Rudolph loved that song. Oh, Rudolph is on the ceiling again.
Oh,
my goodness. It was fun to sing a duet with you, Pippa.
Oh, you got to sing with Santa Claus.
That's exciting. Huh?
And Emma and your mommy and daddy heard you, and Rudolph heard you. Did you hear how happy Rudolph was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Pippa, are you planning to leave anything special for Santa? Anything special for he and the elves to eat on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, turkeys and meat and water and ice cream.
Whoa, that sounds awfully good. Oh!
So cookies, milk, and water, and what else?
orange juice.
Okay.
Orange juice. Santa, Pippa's going to make sure you and the elves stay very hydrated.
It's important to stay hydrated, and the orange juice is so we don't get sick.
That's right.
We have to be good and healthy. Pippa's taking good care of us.
She is, Emma. She really is. And I have a feeling Santa's going to take really good care of you. Are you ready to tell Santa? What are you hoping for Christmas? What would you like Santa to bring you?
A silver bell.
A silver bell?
Oh, I love that. A silver bell, Emma.
Well, my goodness. And I'll bet she loves surprises, too. Any three-year-old Pippa loves surprises. Let's find her name in the great big book here, Emma.
All right, there she is. It says right here in the big book that Pippa is doing well helping in the kitchen and in school. That's really, really wonderful. Okay, Pippa, it says here you can improve on listening better. So, Miss Anne?
I'm on it, Emma.
Elf ears, please.
You go like this.
She's doing it, Emma.
All right, those are your elf ears. They work. I know they do. They are for listening to Mom and Dad. Can you make sure that you use your elf ears and listen really well?
I promise.
I promise.
All right, she's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness, let's take a look on the workbench here. Oh, this pile of surprises will be twice as big as Pippa. And over here, oh, we're still working on that one for her. And Emma, we're going to be bringing her arts and crafts stuff.
Yay! Oh,
well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Pippa a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Pippa. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Pippa. It was so nice to have you here. Santa, she is absolutely scrumptious. I hope you have a wonderful holiday. And thanks to Granny Franny and Grandpa Dave for bringing her here. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, he's got lots to tell you. We'll be talking with Ryland Brocious. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Hey, Ryan, can I have you come over here?
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding down. Satisfy that hunger with Taste of Philly in Seals Grove. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with your school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. And join Ice Cold Pepsi, too, at Taste of Philly, South Water Street in Seals Grove. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. Find them on Facebook, too.
Tradition that dates back over 100 years. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has been supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like Mom and Grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic, and parsley mashed. And that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Come back to Talk to Santa.
Whoa, my goodness. You know who that sounded like, Emma?
I know who that sounded like.
Who could it have been?
It's Brociosaurus!
Whoa!
I'm not Brociosaurus.
Brociosaurus!
No, I don't even have a dinosaur on my shirt.
But you did before, and I remember.
Emma remembers. He's dinosaurless tonight, Emma.
Dinosaurs? Well, now I'm confused. Now my tongue got stuck. Dinosaurs, Brociosaurus!
I like that. See? Emma doesn't forget anything, does she?
No.
Well, welcome back. It's so nice to have you here on the Magic Radio. Who's listening tonight on to you talking to Santa? Who should Santa say hello to?
Nanny.
and Pop.
So his nanny and his Pop?
Yep.
Okay. Have they been good this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And I also am Silly Putty.
Okay. Santa, he's not mincing words. We had a talk before we came back to you on the Magic Radio. We both have a love of Silly Putty.
Whoa, so does old and Santa Claus.
Did you hear that, Rye? Santa loves Silly Putty, too.
Ask Emma if she likes Silly Putty.
Emma, you went on the Silly Putty Fest?
I am. I was waiting for him to ask you. Does he not want to talk to me today?
Oh, he does. You say, oh, yes, Emma. Say yes.
Yes, Emma. Okay. I got nervous that you didn't want to talk to me.
Say yes, Emma-saurus.
Yes, Emma-saurus.
Oh, Santa, I'm a dinosaur. You didn't even know, did you?
Oh, my goodness.
She's turning into a little dinosaur.
I'll warn the other elves.
No, you know that's just silly. Emma being silly, right?
Yeah. Big head, little arms. Sounds about right.
So, Rye, are you so excited for Christmas?
It's yeah.
It's days away.
Yeah.
All right. What, tell me, do you have your Christmas stocking out yet? Is your tree ready?
Yes.
Yes?
Yep.
Do you have a stocking that has your name that says Rye on it?
No, I only have R-Y-L-A-N-D.
So it says Ryland.
Yep.
Okay. So now you, I know that you're, how old now?
Yep.
Four. And guess what he gets to do every day, Santa?
Well, my goodness, we may know this, but let's hear it from Ryland.
I go to preschool.
Whoa! I love preschool!
Emma would love to go to preschool with you. Tell her, what makes your preschool so fun? What do you love to do there?
I like the new toys.
Emma would really like it if she got to play at preschool. What kind of new toys do you have there?
I have Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse? Okay.
And a broken truck with no wheel.
No wheel? What happened to it?
Probably keeps just spinning around, and then it just broke off.
It broke off. Well, that happens, right?
Yep.
Hey, is there any... Do you have Play-Doh at your preschool?
No, it gets messy.
That is true, but that's what makes it part of the fun.
Yeah. That's one smart teacher, huh? And what are some of your friends' names at your preschool?
Wyatt, Sophia... And Addy.
Well, my goodness. Merry Christmas from the North Pole to each and every one of them and all of your friends and family. Ryland.
Yeah, Mommy brought you here tonight. Has Mommy been good this year?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. He didn't hesitate, Santa Claus.
Oh, he was right on it. We also have a roaming elf. And the elf says, Ryland and Mommy and Daddy and everyone are very good this year.
Rye, you didn't tell me you have, there's a, oh, Santa said a roving elf. Okay.
Yes, it's secret.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Nice.
Wait. Oh, did you, tell him again so he heard you.
I've been nice.
Oh, well, that's what double ho 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 7 tells us here at the North Pole.
He has a code name for us. We don't know what his name is.
See, Santa's already heard that you've been really nice this year. You've been a good boy. Now, did Mommy ask you to pick up all your toys?
Yep.
You tried to help out at home?
Yep, and I did it really fast.
He's been nice, and he does it really fast, Santa, when he has to pick up all his toys.
Well, that's great to
hear. That's good, because I'm the official room inspector.
Oh, you know, Rye, she might be peeking in your room on Christmas Eve. Is that okay?
Yes.
Ryland, do you still like shiny rocks? I know you liked them last year.
Well, now I don't anymore.
Now you don't? Okay. I didn't know if you liked them.
Yes, I do. I was just kidding.
Okay. Did you get the present I sent you this year?
Say psych.
Psych. Oh, fooled me again. Ryland's tricky.
He's tricking you all over the place tonight, Emma. Well, Rye, are you going to sing Santa and Emma a special song?
Yep.
Would you ask her for a drum roll, please? Say drum roll, please.
You bet, Ryland. Take it away.
Ready to sing? Okay.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Okay. Twinkle,
twinkle, little star. How I wonder you are. Up above the world's sky. Look at a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle.
matter what you are.
Yay! Oh, my goodness. Great. What a fine voice. Rylan, great to hear you sing.
Oh, you did a wonderful job. And now Santa's ready to listen. What would you like him to bring you this Christmas?
Silly Putty and Play-Doh.
That's not my list, Santa.
Are you sure, Miss Anne?
I'm sure. Although I wouldn't mind a little Silly Putty myself, but that's it.
Well, let's add some surprises here, Emma, and take a look in the great big book and see how Rylan Broaches has been this year.
All right. It says here that Rylan is doing well in writing and recognizing all his letters and being curious about everything. That's wonderful. Now, it says here that you can improve on going to bed on time and listening to Mommy and Daddy. Miss Anne, if you please.
Yes, Miss Emma.
Yes.
Elf ears, please.
Elf ears, please.
You gotta do the elf ears. He's doing them.
Okay. Those are your elf ears, and they are for listening to Mommy and Daddy. So make sure you listen, okay? I know that those elf ears work, okay?
Okay, I promise.
I promise.
All right, and make sure you go to bed on time so you get lots of rest so you get to be a big boy someday. He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at the workbench here once again. Oh, my goodness. Look at here. Ryland, only 4 years old, and look at the amount of surprises here. He's going to love this one. Don't tell him what it is. It's a surprise. And let's bring him Ninja Turtle stuff.
Here was in a half shell. Turtle power.
Oh. Whoa.
He almost fell over, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Oh, let's give Rylan a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Rylan. Merry Christmas. Whoa.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
How about a dinosaur sound for Emma? One more dinosaur sound.
Hey, but they gave it a good try. It was wonderful to have you here. I hope you and your mommy and daddy and your whole family have a very Merry Christmas. Well, Santa Claus, she's been waiting so patiently. When we come back, we'll be chatting with the lovely Avery Brown. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why is that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group, and with my purchase, I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer service at Silver Moon Furniture in Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
And meet me at the Silver Moon.
Boys and girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa.
Oh, my goodness. Is that Avery Brown that I heard?
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, Elfie?
Yes, it is Santa.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Avery. Good to hear your voice this year.
That was pretty good. I'd say A++ Santa for her first time in the Magic Radio.
A really good job.
Rudolph would love this shirt. All the reindeer would love your Christmas shirt. Can you tell Emma and Santa about what you're wearing? She is decked out, Santa.
Well,
it has a reindeer with lights on it.
We have a reindeer with lights on him too.
Just one big nose light.
One little detail we forgot.
Sparkle.
Oh, my goodness. Emma. Emma, you kicked over my hot chocolate.
Come back, Emma.
Whoa.
What?
Say, come back, Emma, please.
Come back, Emma, please.
I'm here. I'm okay. I'm here. I'm okay.
Emma, I taught the boys and girls a little bit of the elf yoga that you've taught me. So we did the breathing, and we think that Avery thinks you should try that.
Did you do a Christmas tree pose?
Well, no, we didn't get to do the Christmas tree pose.
Downward facing reindeer?
No. Downward facing reindeer, no, but we should have because she has a reindeer on her shirt.
Santa Lotus?
Santa Lotus. Boy, I really failed. Epic fail, Emma.
We just did the breathing. Class, Miss Anne.
And then we said namaste, Santa. That was it.
Namaste.
Yeah. But Avery, it worked, didn't it? It helped calm you down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you better take a deep breath because Santa, get ready. Lots of family. She's got a huge fan club. Who's listening?
Daddy, Garrett, Mimi, Aunt Marina, Aunt Jen, Uncle Bug, Miss Fossil.
Well, my goodness, to all of Avery's family and friends and teachers, Avery wishes you a very Merry Christmas from the North Pole.
You did a great job remembering everyone. Will you see most of your family on Christmas Day?
Yes.
Yeah. I have a feeling they spoil you. Lots of presents.
Yeah.
How could they not? So tell Santa, how was your school year? What grade are you in?
Second.
So, have you spotted any of Santa's helpers in and around your house, hiding in the tree, hiding in the kitchen?
Yes.
Tell me, who?
Elfie,
yep. That's what's in my book.
So, Avery, how is Elfie behaving at your house?
Hesitation, yeah. Miss Anne, hesitation.
Hear that, Santa? Good. See, Emma, she's not telling tales either. So his Elfie's behavior is safe with Avery. So Avery, are you all set for Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Yes. Is it going to be hard for you to fall asleep?
Yeah.
Something tells me, maybe on a school morning it's hard to get up, but I bet Christmas morning is the one morning Mom doesn't have to pull the covers back and yank you out of bed, right?
No.
Now, Mom just told me that you have a very beautiful singing voice, so we're going to ask you to clear those little pipes. We did the elf yoga, not all the poses, but are you ready for a special song for Santa?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm going to ask him for a drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please. Take it away, Avery!
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. All the fun is to ride one horse open sleigh. Hey! Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. All the fun is to ride one horse open sleigh.
Yay! Oh, my goodness! And Avery captured the speed we have to go on Christmas Eve. Oh!
That was absolutely beautiful, and I heard Rudolph dancing, so you did a great job.
Rudolph now, loved it.
Are you ready? So today was your last day of school, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What are you going to do on Christmas vacation? Chillax, relax a little bit,
huh? You don't
have to wake up early.
Sleep in, no. Watch movies, play games.
Couple days to bake some cookies for some little elf we're talking to.
Yeah.
What are you going to leave Santa and Emma and the elves?
Secret.
Oh, Santa Claus loves secrets.
I believe that Avery is surprising us instead of us surprising her.
Oh, that's always fun.
The tables have turned, Avery.
I'll say, Emma, Avery has turned those tables. So, Avery, when you wake up on Christmas morning, what do you hope to see under your Christmas tree this year? Okay, she's in the thinking pose now, Emma.
Roller skates.
Oh, roller skates?
Okay.
I'm all about safety, so do you want to ask for a helmet?
Are you a good roller skater?
Do you need elbow pads, knee pads, anything like that? Maybe just in case.
Well, my goodness. Let's see what we can come up with.
A couple roller skates.
Oh, okay.
You got that, Emma?
I do.
Oh, and let's include some surprises. Oh, my goodness. In the big book here, Avery Brown. There it is right there.
All right. It says here that Avery is doing well, working hard, and behaving at school. That is really, really good. But it says here you can improve on putting your clothes away and keeping your room clean. I'm the official room inspector Christmas Eve, so I expect a nice clean room. Okay. Can you do that?
Yeah, I promise.
I promise.
Yay! He's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's take a look at the workbench here for the last time this year,
no.
Emma. Until we load the sleigh and see what we have for Avery Brown. Oh, look at this. Surprises over here. Surprises over there.
Wow.
And, oh, my goodness, this should make her happy. We have roller skates to bring down.
She's got a brand new pair of roller skates.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Avery a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Avery Brown. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Miss Anne. Merry Christmas, boys and girls. Merry Christmas, Emma, and I will see you Christmas Eve.
Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carpet One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.